Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation. And the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. They read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say.
It's creepy. It's smarmy, man. Grimy. Seriously. Ugh. Just creepy. Gotta go, bro. Turn out the lights, my man. Do your thing somewhere else. Man, I've been at this, more than 30 years. I've seen it all twice. I've watched men like him in business. They never, ever, ever believe they've ever done anything wrong. That doesn't mean they're not wrong. He's wrong. He's got to go. Got to roll, man. And anyone that says this is the way it was, well, no. Maybe it was, but even then it wasn't right. And anyone who says, oh, he's Italian, that's how Italians are, really? Really? Come on, man. A lot of my relatives from Italy. A lot of my relatives living in the greatest Italian community I've ever known in Bloomfield. I'm sorry, but they don't roll like that. And I've worked with a lot of Italians. This notion that all Italian men grope women is just annoying. It's a flat-out, bald-faced lie. Gotta go, Cuomo. He reminds me so much of Clinton that sleazy, grimy, smarmy. I never had sex with that woman. Okay. Sure. He's got to go. He has no more power. What he was doing yesterday was appealing to his base. He wasn't talking to me. He wasn't talking to outsiders. He was talking to his base, who will never, ever believe he did anything wrong. Just like Clinton. Just like Trump. Prove me wrong. But for the women who have been harassed, this was a flashback moment. This was deja vu all over again. One of my dear friends, and we're close, like family. We've been through a little bit of hell together, quite frankly. And it bonded us and me and her husband and her son. And in the process of that bonding and fighting through some trauma, her story came to light. Years of harassment. And what's ironic is... what Laura was saying, that in the entertainment business, it's prolific. And Maureen saw that firsthand and lived it. Maureen, when you're sitting there listening to Cuomo, you've got to be having flashbacks, my dear. You've got to.
It's uncomfortable. That's exactly what it feels like. Flashbacks are never comfortable.
And the emotions it stirs when you hear his words, is it rage? Is it frustration? Is it a fear? What is it?
Well, it's a roller coaster of emotions. One of the first things that happens that I feel is a ton of regret that I didn't speak up. And then I have to remember that I'm a very different person now than I was in my late 20s. No one would ever get away with that kind of baloney. I allowed it to happen because it was acceptable. It happened in front of other people. No one came to my rescue. No one seemed to feel like I needed rescued. And it was something I endured every single day. A kiss on the lips. I used to hide in the ladies' room when I saw my boss coming, so to avoid that contact.
Tell our listeners what a day would be like for you.
Well, in this particular instance, when I was working for Columbia Pictures, this gentleman would pass through my office in order to get to his, and it would be, "Good morning, darling," and he would lean over and kiss me full out on the lips, sit on my desk, have a little morning chat, and just go about his day. And every time I would walk past him, I shivered a little bit. But it wasn't just him, and it wasn't just Columbia Pictures. It was everywhere. Marty, I started out working in a downtown office, and the man I worked for was very far from Italian. He was Jewish, actually. And he sat on my desk with his knees on my chair, and he would roll my chair close to him and put his face almost touching mine and ask me how he could make my day better. I was 20 years old. He did it in front of everybody. It wasn't a secret. He would call me into his office to take dictation, keep me in for hours and ramble just so he could sit next to me. I start to shake recalling the very memories of it. And what's horrible, Laura, it was so spot on and prolific. It's embarrassing to walk into this victim space from long ago, because I would never allow that today. It's not comfortable. And Mr. Cuomo is kidding himself. Do you hear his tone?
Yep.
There's no regret.
No.
Or ownership.
Oh, hell no.
But it's not just his words, but it's the tone of voice he uses. He's indignant.
Yes.
That anyone would ever think.
He's defiant.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you suggest?
That tells me he knows he was wrong. Listen, in real life, if you hurt someone's feelings and they tell you and you realize that event happened, what's your first instinct? Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I will not let that happen again. He's incapable of that. That's why he has to go.
He has to go, right?
He has
to go.
Yeah, he's broken.
He is.
And he's broken people along the way.
And you said something profound that other people saw this. If you read this report, other people watched him grope a state trooper.
Right, right. But you know what, Marty? It's not just me, and it's not just Laura, and it's not just women. Young men, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, my husband went through really uncomfortable situations. He's an actor.
Yes.
And, you know, this fantasy, they don't call it the casting couch for nothing. It's a real thing. Everybody has a story.
And you talk about the past. Cuomo's doing this stuff today.
Right. Right. And what Laura said, because a man doesn't physically rape you does not mean you haven't been assaulted.
Mm. Maureen, you know I love you. We're tight. We're like family. And we go way back. And I know this is tough to tell, but I think it's also important that people hear it. Thank you.
Yeah. Here we go again. Take good care, Maureen.
Thank you, my dear. Bye-bye. She's unbelievable woman.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.